Once again, the first half of the National Football League Pro Championship football game is brought to you by the Savings and Loan Foundation on behalf of America's Insured Savings and Loan Associations, where your dollars work harder, grow bigger, through excellent earnings. More than 34 million savers are investing these growth dollars in a brighter future for themselves and their families. You're invited to join them by opening a savings account at your nearby Insured Savings and Loan Association. The third quarter of today's big game will be brought to you by Marlboro. If you're thinking of trying a filter cigarette, try the flavor brand, Marlboro. You get the famous Richmond recipe flavor made mild by Marlboro's exclusive self-rate filter. So come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro country. And the fourth quarter of today's National Football League game will be brought to you by Ford. Test drive a 64 from Ford soon and try total performance for a change. And now here at my side, a gentleman who certainly can tell you a lot about championship football in the National Football League because he's participated, the former great place kicker for the New York Giants, to give you the starting lineups and some of the color, the fabulous color of these two teams, Pat Summerall. Pat?
Thanks very much, Jim. And may I say it's a pleasure to be working with you today. The Bears have won the toss and will receive the kickoff. And their starting lineup will have it left in, and a fellow who will be split wide to the left all afternoon, John Farrington, 6'3", 217, a four-year veteran from Prairie View College. The left tackle from Florida A&M will be Herman Lee, 6'3", and 247, a seven-year veteran. At left guard, number 67, Ted Karras, 6'1", and 243, six-year veteran from Indiana. The center is Mike Pyle, 6'3", 245, three-year veteran from Yale. Right guard will be Jim Cadill, two-year man, 6'3", 240 from San Jose State. The right tackle, number 63, Bob Witaska, 6'3", and 240. He is a four-year veteran from Notre Dame. The right end and the fellow who will be tied to either right or left will be Mike Ditka, the fine end from Pittsburgh. Ditka, 6'3", and 230. At quarterback will be veteran Billy Wade of Vanderbilt, a 10-year man who is 6'2 and 205. The left halfback will be number 29, Ronnie Bull of Baylor, a 2-year veteran, the rookie of the year in the National Football League last year. The fullback is Joe Marconi, 6'2", 225, former Los Angeles Ram, 8-year veteran from West Virginia. And the flanker back will be spread wide to the right all afternoon is Johnny Morris, 5'10", 180, 6-year veteran from Santa Barbara College. That's the Bear offensive unit, which will open against the fine New York defense. At left end in the New York defense will be Jim Katkavich, 6'3", all-pro, 240-pound, 8-year veteran from Dayton. The left tackle, Mighty Moe from Maryland, number 77, Dick Modulewski, 6 feet, 260, and 11-year veteran. The right tackle will be 76, John Lovatier, obtained this year by the Giants in a trade with Los Angeles. John, 6'4", and 285, 5-year veteran from Compton College. The defensive coach and starting defensive right end for the Giants will be number 81, Andy Robustelli, 13 years as a pro, 6'1", 235, from Arnold College, a player coach. The linebackers, number 87 at left linebacker, rookie Jerry Hillebrand, a fellow who has intercepted 5 passes in the last 6 games and who has done a tremendous job at linebacker for New York. Middle linebacker, number 70, Sam Huff, 8-year veteran, 6'1", 230 from West Virginia. The right linebacker will be Tom Scott, former Philadelphia Eagle, 11-year veteran from Virginia. Left cornerback today, number 49 from Purdue, is Erich Barnes, who is a former Chicago Bear. Erich, 6'3", and 198, a 6-year veteran. Right cornerback will be Notre Damer Dick Lynch, who is 6'1", and 198, the league's leading pass interceptor. The free safety, the fellow who will always play on the flanker side for New York, will be number 20, assistant defensive coach from the University of Mississippi, Jimmy Patton. And the fellow who will play opposite Mike Ditka all afternoon will be Dick Bessonen, 5'11", 190, four-year veteran from Duluth, Minnesota College. As Jim Gibbons told you a minute ago, everything that can be done, has been done, to protect the field and assure of us a good playing surface this afternoon. It was 30 years ago On December the 7th, 1933, that the Bears were also the host team to the first National Football League title game. The Bears hold a 20-15 edge over the Giants in 37 games played between them since 1925. Two games have ended in ties. Five of the 37 games were played for the World Championships. The Bears won in 1933, 1941, and again in 1946. The Giants won in 1934 and 1956. The last game between these two teams was 1956 in Yankee Stadium. The Giants won 47-7. Statistics today would appear to favor the Giants. New York has outscored the Bears 448 points to 301 in the 14 regular season games. They have averaged 32 points per game. The Giants have two runners in halfback Phil King, fullback Joe Morrison, who have outgained any Bear by more than 100 yards. Y.A. Tittle was the league's leading passer, and he outdid Billy Wade in all categories. His 36 touchdown passes set an NFL record. In Dell Schaffner of the Giants caught 64 passes, while burly Mike Ditka led the Bears with 59 receptions. But this is the best pass defense in the National Football League. Gilbert and Abraham Tittle will be facing the best pass defense in pro football. He'll be throwing to receivers Dell Schaffner, Frank Gifford, and Aaron Thomas. They'll be hounded by Benny McRae, Dave Witzel, Richie Pettibone, and Roosevelt Taylor, who lead the league in interceptions. The field, as Jim and I checked before the game, was suitable for cleats, but was getting hard, particularly at the south end here at Wrigley Field, which is never exposed to the sunshine late in the year. My opinion is that by the end of the first quarter, everyone will be in sneakers. The Giants have not planned too many new offensive wrinkles, planning to go with what has been good to them all season long. They have put in some new plays for short yardage. They plan to throw most of their pass patterns to Joe Morrison and the three principal receivers. Morrison has come on strong at the end of the year. The Bears have played ball control all year long. They have preferred to throw only when the situation dictated it. One thing that would appear to have been a benefit to both teams, is the fact that their last game, the Bears' last game, was against the Detroit Lions, who present an attack very much like New York's. Giants' last game, the games in which they cinched the Eastern Division crown, was against Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh approaches the game very much like the Chicago Bears. Jim, with the stage set, it would appear that for the capacity crowd, this should be one fine football game today.
Well, Pat, when the Bears and the Giants meet, it's always a tremendous football game, and I think of great significance is the fact that in the championship games played by the Bears and the Giants in 13 times in title games have won 3, the Bears 10, or rather the, and have lost 10. The Bears, in their 9 appearances, have won 5 and lost 4. But significantly, in the two greatest teams that George Halas has had, and he's had two undefeated teams. He had undefeated teams in 1934 and again in 1942. Both of those years, with his great teams, he lost. You, of course, Pat, and all football fans will recall the 1934, the never-to-be-forgotten game in which the Giants won by a score of 30-13. The famous sneaker game in which the Giants opened the second half wearing basketball shoes and scored 27 points in the final period to overcome that 13-3 Chicago lead. So that is the type of game we're looking for. And in 1942, when the Chicago Bears were undefeated, they met the Washington Redskins in Washington, D.C., and again, they lost that particular game. And in 1942, the score was the Redskins 14, Chicago Bears 6. An expected duel between Sammy Baugh and Sid Luckman did not materialize. Baugh threw only one touchdown pass, and Luckman, who along with Baugh were the supreme passers in those days, did not throw any. So I think in all championship games throughout the years that we can look back and recall great moments in which teams have come into these games with tremendous records and have turned in tremendous performances. The prizes certainly have been part of every championship game in the National Football League. Now we'll be set for the kickoff in just a minute.
To college, a boy brings his dreams, his ambitions, his thirst for knowledge. But nowadays, he'd better bring one other thing, money. A college education has become a major investment, an investment few families can manage without saving. Yet in today's complex society, a boy or girl has little chance in most competitive occupations without a higher education. Thousands